All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. In this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. It is good to be back. Yesterday was a holiday. Markets were closed in observance of Martin Luther King Day. So today is Tuesday, January 16th, and wow, there's a lot going on because last week, the Dow, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ had their best week since November. On Friday, banks kicked off earnings season, and this week we'll see more earnings today from Goldman Sachs, on Thursday from Netflix and Procter & Gamble. So how will the markets react, and most importantly, how are we trading these markets? By the way, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge, and we're real traders who trade live accounts, so therefore, we got a lot of trading experience, and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff, and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. So long weekend, interesting. And that's where we are today.
Marcus, nice start to the year. Back-to-back weekly wins for the market. So a great little start and a little bit quiet today, except for the Dow, which we could talk about. But nice start.
It is. I mean, the S&P year to date is up, 3.7%. The NASDAQ year to date already up 4.8%. I mean, come on, that's not bad at all. And the Dow right now a little bit lagging with 2.5% because the Dow has been outperforming last year the other two indices.
Sure. And I was just looking and you need 12.5% more in the S&P to win your bet.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen.
Well, but I appreciate we'll see
because on Friday, we finally in the S&P 500 closed above the 200-day moving average. And we closed above 4,000. But then today, well, let's see if the 200-day moving average here holds as support or if we are breaking below again as we did previously in December, end of November and December.
And, you know, real quiet start for the day. We've just kind of been back and forth, not a whole lot of momentum. S&P down 4.5 points right now, which is 0.1%. So even though we're just kind of in the red, it's just barely, and also a quiet move so far.
It is quiet. And this goes back to what's happening in the markets this week. Because if you look at the economic calendar, it's pretty quiet. I mean, this morning, the Empire State Manufacturing Index was released, came in worse than expected, but didn't really move the markets, right?
No, not really. And to be honest, the big item on the calendar this week is going to be tomorrow with PPI data being released pre-market at 8:30 Eastern.
Right, because that's the wholesale inflation data. But I don't really know how much this will move the market. It is a red flag report, and over the last few months, definitely paying more attention to this. But now with the CPI last week going down, this could move the markets, but I don't think it has the same significance that it had a few months ago or in the past few months.
And truth be told, traders are more likely to put their focus on CPI data as well as core PCE as two inflation gauges that the Fed's going to look at. But PPI could definitely be a wild card, right? If there's a surprise, there could definitely be a reaction, both positive and negative, although CPI data and core PCE would be, you know, more significant.
And it would have to be a really big surprise because right now we see that traders are factoring in a 0.25% hike with a 93% probability for the next meeting that is coming up here in just 15 days. So February 1st is the next meeting. Right now, it seems that traders are believing the Fed will go with only a 0.25%, but this can really change tomorrow.
Or will it?
Right. And then, I mean, we'll see, because we also have quite a few Fed members speaking this week. And this week is the last week that Fed members are allowed to speak because, I mean, next week we are going into the quiet period ahead of the next Fed meeting. And so on Wednesday, we have Fed member Harker speaking. We have Fed member Logan speaking. Then on Thursday, we have Fed member Bernard speaking, Fed member Williams speaking. On Friday, Harker and Waller. So, I mean, this week we will hear a lot from the Fed and what they are thinking. But I don't know. I think this week the focus is somewhere else.
And that's probably earnings.
It is earnings. I mean, earnings season officially kicked off last week. And this week now we have a few more popping up. So this morning, we had Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs reporting. So we will look at these. We have after the close today, United Airlines. That's a notable earning. And then on Thursday, before the open, Procter & Gamble, after the close, Netflix. These are the most important ones. So we are not yet in full swing, but it has kicked off with banks starting to report last Friday and then also earlier this morning.
Yeah, and interesting enough, 7% of the S&P 500 has reported earnings through Tuesday, according to FactSet. And of those companies, 70% have actually beaten expectations.
Yeah, but this hasn't always helped, because if you think about last week, I mean, who was it who beat earnings? But then the Delta Airlines, actually, they beat earnings, but moved lower. I mean, they recovered on Friday. But I mean, beating earnings does not necessarily mean that the stock is moving higher, because right now, this earnings season, we are looking for the forward guidance. What are companies thinking as we're heading into 2023? What are companies thinking about the recession? And this is where JP Morgan actually said last week, well, a mild recession is now our, what did they say?
The baseline?
The baseline. That's what they're looking for right now. Exactly.
Well, we did get earnings from Goldman Sachs this morning.
Yeah. So Goldman Sachs, I mean, right now down 6.5%. That's a big move for Goldman Sachs.
And we're still making lows. So continuing to slide, they reported their worst earnings miss in a decade for the fourth quarter. They said that the numbers were hurt by declines in investment banking and asset management revenues. And this is really hurting the Dow right now, because the S&P and Dow, or sorry, the S&P and NASDAQ down just a little bit, but Goldman being part of the Dow 30, the Dow's now down 1%.
Really dragging it down. And I know, Mark, that this morning we actually looked for possibilities if there's a way to sell puts on Goldman Sachs, because there's some interesting puts popping up, but not really at the support level that we want to see. But right now it would be possible to sell puts here at 342.50. Not bad. We would like to see it way down here where we have the lowest close indicator.
Yeah, I think that those recent lows are a minor support, and you look at that overall chart, stronger supports well below. So that would be a pass for me.
Yeah, but I mean, this is what earnings season would give us here, a possibility to actually sell puts on quality stocks. And we just talked in our mastermind group this morning. So some of our mastermind members on Friday sold Wells Fargo, the 40-50 or the 40 put, which was just a beautiful, beautiful trade.
Yeah, one mastermind member said she got 90% in one day. And you could see why after that lower open because of earnings, a slide, and then a huge, huge reversal there to go positive.
Right. So that's what we are mainly looking for, because right now with the markets diddling along, there's not much popping up on the scanner. But I do believe that there will be several opportunities here coming up this week.
Another company reporting earnings, Morgan Stanley, MS.
Oh, okay. Let's take a look at this really quick. Almost forgot about those. Yeah. Morgan Stanley.
No, please. Opposite move from Goldman. Morgan Stanley, they posted better than expected numbers, and they said that a part of that, or you know, some of the success came from record wealth management revenue. So it seems like, you know, Goldman hitting hurt or getting hurt by the same thing, but Morgan Stanley doing well.
So a mixed story, and this is where it gets difficult to say, okay, what does this mean for the overall market? And this is why in the overall market we just see the diddling along that we have been seeing today. If you look at a 5-minute chart of the S&P opening pretty much flat, pushing higher, pushing lower again, and just not finding any direction just yet.
Not quite yet.
All right. Let's take a look at our positions here. And let's start with CTRA. So CTRA had a great start, gapped higher, moved higher. So this is where you actually decided to sell calls against our existing positions because we got assigned at 26. And as we looked at the calculator, you saw that, okay, this doesn't look too bad at 15 cents.
Yeah, a 15 cents on a $26 stock with an expiration of Friday gives you 52% annualized. So I was happy to take that, brings down my break even by 15 cents and brings in some nice premium for the week. So for me, that was a good line in the sand to take it and see where things go. It last couple of days in CTRA, it seems like there's a little bit of a move and then things just kind of fizzle. So I was happy to get it. And I know, Marcus, you were hoping for a little bit more.
Yeah, because when I was watching, and again, this morning we were trading with our mastermind members, you got it right in the open, basically, or that's when you placed it. And with the next push higher, you got it. And yep. When I saw that we really started pushing higher here on a 5-minute chart, I say, you know what? Let it just see where this goes. I'm not in a rush to selling calls here. And I wanted to see if we can push higher, especially today with crude oil being up. Let's just go here to a 5-minute chart. Crude oil was up earlier, a little bit over 1%. Natural gas being up more than 8%, close to 9%. I really thought that CTRA could have a little bit more of a move. So I was holding out and right now was not able to get these 15 cents.
And it still could have a move. It's just, you know, the beginning of the trading week. And so, yeah, we have one less day. But, I mean, gosh, this thing moves 30 cents higher and you're able to probably get that 20.
Yeah. So I'll keep you all posted. And this is where right now we are slightly different. So you have already sold a call. I haven't just yet. The Googles. I mean, again, today down 1.5%. So it just seems to remain in this range with some solid support at 86 and not really moving. And we talked about it this morning. I believe that it's really important that we hear from Google on February 2nd what they actually think about ChatGPT. How will they respond to this? What do they see in terms of advertisers? So I do believe that this earnings will be very, very important. And I mean, you did a great earnings analysis last Friday in the video.
Yeah, we'll see what ends up being the case. And I mean, gosh, we're getting into earnings season. So there are some big names reporting, but next week, even more, next couple of weeks, earnings will be the driver.
Yeah. And if you look here for Google, I mean, over the last 12 quarters, the price move reaction probability on the seventh day up 9 out of 12 times, that's 75%, with an average of 6.7% move. So I know that last earnings, they moved lower. But if you look at this, I mean, not quite double digit moves, but significant moves. So this could actually here really help our position.
Sure. And this is actually a case where I like those numbers, right? Anything could happen. And, you know, it could be that this time earnings are not as good. But when we look at past, earnings, this is what I like to see, right? You have that just a little more of favorable reaction over the last 12 quarters.
Yeah. So this looks good. We will see and keep everybody posted of what's happening here. And then NVIDIA, the never-ending story on NVIDIA. So last week I sold the 165 calls. This is where I was assigned, I can't remember, but I flew a rescue mission, brought down my cost basis to 160.91. And last week, on Friday, actually, I had an opportunity to roll this into the 170 calls, which I did. And it's we'll see what happens here for the remainder of the week.
Well, you got a nice little credit there rolled up and a strong start to the day for NVIDIA. Also, AMD was looking decent, but now AMD negative. NVIDIA is still up nicely, up 2.5%.
Yeah, and so this we'll see. I mean, with the roll that I did, I got $1 in credit. So this is on the existing 1,100 shares, $1,100 in premium. And if I'm getting called away, since I got assigned at, or my cost basis is at 160.91, I would make close to $10,000 here. So for a total of almost $11,100. So we'll see. I mean, that's why on Friday I said, I'm not done with NVIDIA just yet. I'm still having some fun with this. This is why I decided to roll it for another week. And we will see how this works out.
I'm rooting for you.
Okay. Well, again, other than this, a pretty uneventful day. But this rolling is really an interesting concept. And if you would like to learn more about it, we did a video on how to roll calls and when to roll calls and why should you be rolling calls. Take a look at this one, and then we'll see you in the next video. Oh, and don't forget to hit the like button. Do that right now.
Happy trading, everybody.